While we were brushed by some showers in the southern portion of our area yesterday, farther south, an intense cluster of thunderstorms raced across Pennsylvania, diving to the southeast into the area of Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. Those storms produced numerous reports of wind damage, and if you are a golf fan, you know that the U.S. Open out near Pittsburgh was delayed multiple times due to those thunderstorms yesterday. Moving into today, we have high pressure that is building in from the west. That area of high pressure now is back over the Great Lakes, and we're looking at a pretty nice Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the pleasant side. It's a mild day, and our humidity levels remain quite low for this time of year. And moving into the weekend, the final weekend of summer, things will begin to heat up across the area, so it'll begin to feel a little more like summertime as the weekend moves along, at least in terms of temperature, that we will not see a dramatic increase in the humidity levels. So even though it will be on the mild or hot side over the weekend into early next week, it won't really turn that humid until Monday and especially Tuesday. So for tonight, that high pressure area continues to build in. We'll have mainly clear skies. Some clouds may mix in from time to time, and some areas of fog are possible. It'll be a good sleepy night with temperatures falling back into the 50s. And moving into tomorrow, high pressure will continue to work its way in. So we're looking for bright sunshine, low humidity, mild temperatures into the upper 70s and lower 80s across eastern New York and western New England. That high pressure area will dip a bit to our southeast on Sunday. That'll allow for some milder air to come in. So on Father's Day, temperatures will reach the middle and upper 80s. By Monday, some spots will reach close to 90 degrees. We'll start to see a little bit of mugginess build on Monday. And then on Tuesday, it will be hot and humid. And with an approaching cold front, we will have the chance for some showers and maybe some heavier thunderstorms. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mainly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high 78 to 84. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, patchy fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, some areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high 78 to 84. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, patchy fog, low in the 50s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. And on Monday, mostly sunny and very warm, potentially hot, with highs 85 to 90. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.